Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1679, air date April 10th, 2026.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva. It is our town hall today, and the title is going to be The Infrastructure for Revolution, Truth, Freedom, Health, and the three elements of that we're going to discuss: theory, community, and action. So I just did a podcast with a guy called Jake Shields, who reached out, who's an MMA fighter. Anyway, it'll come out, but essentially people are, you know, there's going to be a lot of grifters, but people are realizing openly how the United States swarm is essentially, lies all day. And there's basically, it's so obvious, and we'll discuss Iran, et cetera. So I think there's a set of people who can't grift anymore because people are saying, like, exposing truth is not sufficient. What do we do about it, right? What do we actually do? Everyone in the world knows that our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, is about three things. We've been educating people about the science of systems. We have built an organizational community that spans the globe. And we actually have activities we do. We're not just sitting on our ass. And this is extremely powerful because we have these three elements. The science of systems, which gives a theoretical foundation. So you could say we're education. That's true. Then we have a community, an organized framework. So people would say, oh, they're a, you know, organization, which is true. And then we get people to move, right? To do actual actions, whether it be protests, getting us ballot signatures, educating people on how to fight mask mandates. We led the Fire Fauci event. We got on the presidential ballot. We actually do stuff. We file lawsuits. We file FOIAs. We're not a bunch of podcasters making weird faces and acting like you're anti-establishment. We actually have these three elements: theory, community, and action. So what do you call that? Well, I call that infrastructure. That's infrastructure. If you want to go from point A to point B with your car, you need roads. That's infrastructure. If you want to get health, you need health infrastructure. If you want electricity and power, you need energy infrastructure, right? So you need these infrastructure elements that enables people to realize the things that they want to do. That's what infrastructure is for. In our movement, from a scientific system science perspective, we teach that infrastructure is the element through which you can get all the other things to take place, which is the conversion process and the transport process. So without infrastructure, you're screwed. Now, the swarm barely can keep its existing infrastructure going. It has many, many points of failure, and it's highly unstable. We can see with Iran, the Straits of Hormuz were open. Trump talked a bunch of bullshit. Iran closed the Straits of Hormuz. Then he did what I call the epic surrender. By the way, Alexander Dugin, who's Putin's right-hand theoretician, has started retweeting my stuff recently. He's considered their philosopher, you know, theoretician. But if you looked at every major event that has taken place, all documented online, my work, the movement's work, has always been on point, ahead of the curve, and leading people, not misleading people, not doing delayed truth. We're actually revolutionary leaders. And we have an infrastructure for revolution. In order to have any revolution in any field, you need the science of systems, you need an organization, and you need action in any field. If you want to do revolutionary innovation, you need the science of systems, you need organizational structure, a community, and you need action, right? Anything. So you can use our infrastructure for all sorts of revolutionary efforts. Every Thursdays, we do these open houses. We invite people. We've created, independent of me now, a leadership that can run these meetings. We're redundant. We're global. Our movement from all over the world has realized that Massachusetts, we could point our infrastructure anywhere now. We could point it one day to help us get on the presidential ballot. We could point it another day to educate people on masks, which we did during 2020. We could use our infrastructure one day to expose what's going on in Iran. We're a global organization which can, like a magnifying glass, we can decide where we want to point our infrastructure. And that's what we're capable of doing. Now, the state of Massachusetts, which is one of the 50 states in the United States, and if you focus in on that state, in the area called Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is a city, is the ultimate center of the swarm, the intellectual capital. From my window, I can see Harvard University and MIT literally on the horizon. And between those two institutions, they're sort of the foci of an ellipse. And within that ellipse, some of you have come to Cambridge, we've done sort of the deep state tour. You'll see every major big pharma company, every major big social media company. Monsanto is here, Facebook is here, Google is here, and so on. But particularly Harvard, which actually doesn't make anything. MIT engineers actually make something, but Harvard makes economic disaster for everyone else in the world. Nearly every economic disaster in the world can be traced to some professor at Harvard. You can literally trace it. So myself, I'm in the belly of the beast, and we're running for United States Senate here. And our volunteers, our movement all over the world is picking up the phone, all over the world. So we don't see this as a United States Senate election in Massachusetts. We see the infrastructure that we've created to win my Senate, our Senate office, as Nicholas said, as an opportunity to mobilize people, to give them the opportunity to participate in something quite profound. Well, can we get Dr. Shiva into the United States Senate from all of us all over the world? Tomorrow, we could use it for Rose to fight something in New Jersey. And by the way, it was in New Jersey in 2020 where our movement organized some of the biggest protests, and we shut down the bill where they were attempting to do vaccine mandates. We did that, not Booby fucking Kennedy. We did that. It was this movement that ran the Fire Fauci campaign and exposed people to Fauci was, while Kennedy was remaining shut. It was this movement that exposed the lockdowns in March of 2020 while Booby fucking Kennedy was promoting lockdowns, telling people to stay home because it was going to help solve climate change. All right, so our movement has always been ahead of the curve, and everyone recognizes that right now. Even Jake Shields said, yeah, you've been ahead of the curve. I really love that Shatter the Swarm video. Okay? So even the grifters know we're ahead of the curve. And they're even saying, wow, what do we do? So if you watch the conversation I had with Jake Shields, I said, look, Jake, you're into jujitsu. You're a martial arts master. If I wanted to go learn martial arts, you know, I would come to some guy like you. But if people want to learn how to conduct revolutionary change, they need to come to me, because that's what I've spent my life doing as a system scientist. They need to come to leaders in our movement. They shouldn't be going anywhere else. They shouldn't be trying to figure this out, because they're not going to be able to figure this out. It's going to take them 50 to 60 years, and they're going to bumble around. No different than you trying to think you're going to become a jujitsu master by just jumping in the ring. You're going to get fucked up. Okay? So our movement is the infrastructure for revolution. That's what we are. And the swarm knows this, and they go to great extent to suppress me on social media. That's called censorship. But I have recently noticed they're doing something called inverse censorship. It's almost very fascinating. It's almost like when I put up tweets that are good to mobilize people, they put a digital cage. But what I noticed recently was I did a tweet pointing out that, and I'll bring it up. Can I share my screen? I can, right?
Yeah.
So let me share my screen here. And you'll see that I put this tweet out, which said Iran is run by PhDs, which is true. Scientists, which is true. Medical doctors, a president of Iran is a cardiologist, surgeon, engineers. The foreign minister is a PhD. Okay. I think in engineering or philosophy, philosophers, people seeking to advance life. The United States regime is run by Zionists, which is true. Pedophiles, which is true. PR agents like Susie Wiles, which is true. Spin doctors like Caitlin, the woman. Lawyers, real estate agents, Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff. News reporters, Hegseth, every idiots. Raping and pillaging, delivering death. Now, what's interesting is, you know, my tweets typically get 10,000 views. Do you notice how many views this got? 539,000 views. Now, 30,000 people liked it, but if you go through the comments, they are all bashing me. So what happened is this tweet got promoted to MAGAtards and to a bunch of bots. So what they're doing is they're finding people who are actually saying truthful things that may be against the U.S. regime, and they're promoting them to their bulldogs. So they come in and attack you. It's like to make an example of me, to lynch me publicly. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I call inverse censorship. So we know we're over the target because they have to go to these extent because they're saying, shit, that movement, Dr. Shiva always tells the fucking truth. We have to keep people away from him, but we can't throw him off the internet because he'll sue us and he'll get even more publicity. So they're caught between this conundrum. So I just saw this recently. It's quite fascinating. And I followed up this post, I believe, and I gave actual facts. And you can see this here. I did an analysis. I said, so this is comparing, again, infrastructure. The United States and Iran, how many new engineers are produced per year? The United States produces about 140,000 engineers. Iran produces 230,000 engineers. And Iran is about 90 million people. The United States is 300 million people. We're four times bigger. But per capita, we produce 4 engineers for every 1,000 people. Iran produces 2.5 engineers, which is, you work that out, what's that, 6x? 6 times more. And everything's, oh, the women in Iran are so suppressed. Well, Iran produces 35% of their women get math degrees and advanced training in engineering. But the United States does one thing. Well, we produce 7 podcasters per 1,000, and they produce 0.02, which means 35 times more podcasters. So every fucking person has an opinion here, can say whatever the fuck they want. And this is why Iran defeated the United States. They actually fucking defeated the U.S. By the way, facts just came out now after the so-called, you know, ceasefire, which is bullshit, that Iran took out nearly 20 F-35s. F-35s, if you know, is the most advanced fighter jet the United States has created. Now, typically, when you fire a missile at an F-35, the F-35 is able to sense the missile because the missiles send out radar signals to track it. Well, Iran has used infrared technology, which people didn't think you could do. So you have a country which is highly educated. And by the way, after I put this tweet down, I don't know if it's coincidence, the next day, the United States bombed Sharif University of Technology, which is known as the MIT of the Middle East. All right. The point is that this is infrastructure. You have a country laying down infrastructure. They created, I think, 80,000 drones. They have missile systems underground that are railroad driven. So infrastructure is key. Infrastructure is what makes countries great and powerful. Infrastructure is what makes a human being powerful. So what I just tweeted out right before today's meeting here, and I'll bring us to that, is I said that the swarm can barely create infrastructure for anything, right? You can look at potholes. You can look at the educational system. Trump just wants $1.7 trillion now for the military. I don't know if you saw this. So I just tweeted this out. I think it's here. Let me bring it up. Suresh, is it up there? I think it is, right? Maybe someone just posted all this. I thought I put it up there. Oh, here. You can bring it up. I thought I put this up. I guess it didn't get up there, huh? All right. What I put up there was that the swarm barely creates infrastructure for us. And there's no way that do you think the swarm is going to create infrastructure for a revolution? They can barely create infrastructure for roads, infrastructure for education. So we've had to do that. So what does that mean? What does infrastructure for a revolution mean? Well, you have the telecommunication systems. You plug into it, right? And your iPhone plugs into that infrastructure and you get access to talk to anyone, right? Barb Heard can call Nicholas, Rose can, right? You can call anyone in the world right now. That's infrastructure. All the lines of routers and telecommunications lines and satellites, et cetera. Now imagine having an infrastructure that people can plug into where people realize, wow, I want to change the world. They don't have to jump around and search, they plug into something. Many of you know I like creating platforms. Email was a platform, EchoMail is a platform, Cytosol is a platform. So what I can say is Truth Freedom Health, the best way to describe it, it is an infrastructure for revolution. That's what it really is. And what does that feel and look like? Let me stop sharing here. What does that feel and look like? So let's go to that. I can still share, right, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. So let me sort of bring that up, what that looks like. So now imagine, like, from your computer, today we have infrastructure for education, right? If someone could tell you, oh, I want to go to business school. I want to get an MBA. I want to be an engineer. Well, you can go online and you have infrastructure for that, right? You sign up to a online school. You can do labs online. You can take courses online, right? All of that. Now imagine that I told you that you can have an infrastructure for revolution. You can become a revolutionary. Wow, that's pretty cool. I want to change the world. And I want to actually be sustainable. You know, I could do this as something I enjoy full time. Or I want to do part time, or I just want to do it sometime. We have created a infrastructure for that people can plug into. Okay. And that is, and we've created and I want to share that with you because I just want to make sure you guys can see this. Can you see it, Nick?
Yep.
So we say that real change requires a systems trinity: theory, community, and action. Without all three, you're a spectator, a grifter, or a misleader. So that's very, very important to understand. We distinguish ourselves. Part of this infrastructure is we're looking for people who want to stop complaining and want to start reading. They can attend our orientation, which many of you came here today. You can take a free course. We offer the Get Off the Plantation course free. Or you can become a warrior scholar. But these are the three things. We're going to pound away people. to change the world, you have to weaponize your mind, you have to find your tribe, and you have to deploy solutions. And weaponizing your mind means you have to get access to theory. And what does that mean? Theory is the foundation, the knowledge. So everyone, I know you guys play this at the orientation, you start with Shatter the Swarm, how the few control the many. You know, tens of millions have seen this video right now. When Jake and I were talking, he says, you know, I can go teach a jujitsu class like this. And he goes, I see what you're saying. I said, yeah, that video took me 50 years to do, but I did it in 15 minutes. So when you have mastery of this stuff, you can do things. And we, as a movement, we're creating other masters. Then you can learn the science of systems. You take the Warrior Scholar training course. If you're not ready for that, you can take Get Off the Plantation course. And then as people progress, they can go into leadership training. They can apply for leadership. And if you want to start understanding what the real problems are, we give you a little slideshow here. People can go through and you can learn, you know, do some initial training yourself. What are we talking about? What are the real problems? What is the way out of this? All right. We have a book, System and Revolution. There'll be other books here people can get. Anyone who's a warrior scholar gets access to the whole library and people can start their journey. This is on the theory side. All right. So that's one element of the infrastructure for revolution to shatter the swarm. The next piece is you need a community. So if you go to the community section here, people can go through and look at the voices of our warrior scholars. And then you can connect with our community based on your interest. You can come to the orientation. You can take the Foundation of Systems course. We have every month a lecture on different topics. So for example, there's going to be one on osteoarthritis. If you're into food and how to deliver clean food, we have that once a month. And then twice a month, we have Systems Health if you want to be a health educator, so on. So we give you, based on your interests, different events that you can communicate with. I do Q&A with our warrior scholars, or one of our leaders does it. So we have these community events. You can build your community where you live. You can get merchandising. And you can get involved in many ways. And then finally, action. So we provide people a way to take action. Get on the ground. You can deliver people flyers. We made them. You can just print them anywhere you want. If you're interested in clean food, if you're interested in delivering people Systems Health. So we deploy these solutions on the ground. Nicholas shared earlier that people can get involved. So in our campaign right now, it's our campaign. We look at running for Senate, right? It is the opportunity for everyone to participate in this campaign. We have created an environment, again, infrastructure, that anyone, wherever you are, if you want to really shatter the swarm and deliver a big defeat to the global swarm, my winning, our winning, a U.S. Senate seat in Massachusetts, part of our global movement. It's not just me running for Senate. It's part of our global movement. Okay? We are right now calling the residents of Massachusetts to pledge to vote for us. And that pledge is right up on the site. So people can go right to Shiva for Senate and people can get people to pledge. And we've made it again. We've created infrastructure. Our great IT team has created this infrastructure where anyone, any one of you can participate in shattering the swarm, where you can tell people that you know in Massachusetts to say, I will vote for Dr. Shiva. Right now, we're not going to wait until September, that people can vote right here to pledge. So think about what that means. And by the way, we have had people all over the world, people in Chile, contacting people in Massachusetts in our movement, saying vote for Dr. Shiva. We've had people in Finland calling people in Massachusetts. And people may say, oh, well, that won't work. How could a Finnish person, you know, speaking a different language with an accent? Well, people are tired of the left-right paradigm. They actually want real solutions. And whether you have an accent or no accent, they're looking for real solutions. That's a global fucking movement. It just so happens we're pointing today, the battleground is Massachusetts, which is a great battleground. Massachusetts is the center of the global swarm. It was in Massachusetts that the mRNA vaccine was created. Moderna's right there. You can see them. It was in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a place where the theoreticians of in Harvard come up, they innovate all the ways to fuck people over. It was in Massachusetts at the Harvard Belfer School. They created the backdoor censorship portal to all the social media companies, which we uncovered. Okay. It is in Massachusetts, at Harvard Business School, companies like BlackRock and big companies figured out how we're going to destroy housing in the United States. You see, what's happening is if you have houses in a state, typically, let's say Rose bought a home, you know, she bought a home, saved it, and maybe her husband or decided to buy a summer home. They would rent their home in Jersey, right? Well, her renting her home, she's not the bad landlord who's raising prices. What's actually going on is big companies like BlackRock are coming into states. When houses come for sale, they're going and buying them like a corporation because they have so much capital. They can pay people premium money or less money, cash. You ever get these letters? Oh, I'll buy your home for cash. That's not an individual. Those are big bankers doing that. And so it's a corporatization of the small family home that's taking place. So this is why young people up between 18 to 30 have to live with their parents. They can't afford a home. But that entire process started in Massachusetts. You can trace every fucked up shit in the world to some, I repeat this, some dickhead professor at Harvard. So my winning in Massachusetts is going to be a blow to them. Not only a blow to them in Massachusetts, but to the entire global swarm. Massachusetts is the center of the military-industrial academic complex. My opponent, Seth Moulton, who's running, he waited how many ever years? 20 years to suddenly say he won't take AIPAC Zionist money. Well, he took a shitload for years. He knew we were running. So now suddenly he has to act like he's anti-Zionist. It was after we started the 25th Trump, which is the 25th Amendment against Trump. Just yesterday, he started saying that. So we're the ones who are leading. They're not. So I'm calling all of you to arms in the sense we have infrastructure. We need everyone to pick up the phones and as a global movement, make sure we win that United States Senate seat. And we can. We have the brand equity. People know about us, and we have a fucking movement. We have the science of systems, we have an organizational structure, and we know how to move people to action. We have a history of success. And if you go to the website, you'll see all of our history of success. So we're not just a bunch of talkers. We get shit done. While others are podcasting, we're moving the needle, okay? So if you go, can you see the link here? If we go here, and we'll add more, this has to be updated, but you'll see ultimately, you know, we have impact, okay? We have a billion plus people who got educated on the immune system. We have 50 million people, 50 million plus clean product units delivered, 200,000 plus Truth Freedom Health Warrior members. We have over 20,000 people who've received personalized systems health lifestyle plans. 100 plus countries represented, 30 plus new medicines in development, and so on. So we actually deliver. Podcasters can't deliver. And if you go through, we have a history of winning lawsuits, et cetera. So we're a movement that's grounded in system science, community, and action. And we have these three elements, right? We have theory, we have community, and we're action. This is what you need for revolution. And what does that infrastructure look like? Well, that infrastructure means we have courses, foundations of systems, we have books and papers, we have software that you can use to make your body better, we have access to Cytosol Science, we have events, we have Systems Health, we have one-on-ones with our team and myself, we have a global community, we have on-the-ground activism tools, we have social media tools that we open up to people as they progress in our movement. So we are a serious infrastructure for revolutionary change. Theory, community, and action. And we're the only movement that provides these three-part infrastructure to change the world. There's no other way to do it. So this is an innovation no different than email. It's infrastructure, but it's made up of people, volunteers, etc. That's what we've created. No one else has it. It's like creating email. It never existed before. I created it. Truth Freedom Health is an infrastructure for revolution. It has not existed before. And so we can scale and we can move very, very fast. So the run for United States Senate gives an opportunity that people are going to see how this infrastructure works. It's an engine. That is why we're going to win in Massachusetts. We got on the ballot in 41 states for president. No one thought that was possible. 14 states we were listed. We're supposed to be listed. Seven list was supposed to list us, and now we're suing them in courts. Okay? Who the fuck has done that? That's history making. Getting a naturalized citizen on the ballot, demanding that the 14th Amendment exists. Our movement did that. Our movement ran fire Fauci. Our movement saved a couple hundred million people's lives, giving them a protocol. No one else did that. That's what an infrastructure is. So, you know, we used to call Truth Freedom Health a movement. Yeah, that's part of it. It's a university. That's true. That's the educational piece. And it's an organization, a community. We're all three, right? There are systems. So if you go to MIT, you can learn system science. That's about it. They don't have a community. They don't give you action. If you want to join like a fraternity, okay, you'll get community. Maybe they go, I don't know, give food at the food pantry. That's their action. But they don't have any science, system science. You can go join, I don't know, some organization that just goes protests all day. But they don't have the science of why and where you should protest, how you should mobilize people. And their community is very evanescent. But we have all three. It's quite powerful. So we are serious about revolutionary change. So what's going to happen, mark my words, and by the way, I don't know if you saw Melania Trump today is acting as though she completely denies she had any relationship with Epstein and saying, yes, we should expose Epstein now. So it's like they used the war to cover up Epstein. Now they're using the Epstein to cover up the war, which has been an utter failure. So people watching all this shit, left and the right, people have been bamboozled and realizing, what the fuck do we do? Because it's all theater. It's all a bunch of lies. So our movement is the only force that gives them this infrastructure. And the reason I want to emphasize where infrastructures, we're making it easy for working people. So like when we used to say, learn system science, most people don't want to learn. Like that's, oh my God, I got to take exams. I have horrible experience with school, right? It's not. What we say is weaponize yourself, plug into our infrastructure. Like you plug your lamp into that socket, you get juiced. We're just saying plug in. We've made it easy. It's all built. Just plug into our infrastructure. You get access to Barb Hurd. You get access to Nicholas. You get access to Jewel. You get access to the team. You get access to a community. You just have to plug in. You get access to knowledge. MIT knowledge. You just plug into it. You don't have to pay, you know, $20,000. You get free course, donate $100. You get access to the Warrior Scholar program. You can apply for leadership, no cost, but you just have to plug in. So we've made it easy. Just plug in. Plug in at the orientation, plug in and get off the plantation. So it's quite revolutionary what we've created. It's a revolutionary innovation, an infrastructure for revolution. That's what we are. And it's extremely important now that we articulate this to people. We go out to the world and say, and as that website clearly says right up on top, let me go back to it. And we're gonna get this more and more refined, because when you create something new, you have to message it right. You know, I've said this before, but you see what it says? Real change requires the systems trinity: theory, community, action. And most importantly, without all three, you're a spectator, grifter, or misleader. You can talk all day, put up all the little acting faces like Fucker Carlson or Candace Owen or all these people or Alex Jones scream and yell. They got nothing, because they're not interested in changing the world. They're interested in just barking, getting views and clicks, and that's why they're promoted. But we offer a clear path. And as I said, your revolution is a phased transition. And to make revolution, you need knowledge of system science, a community, others dedicated to real chat, change, and action, delivering tangible solutions. We actually have real solutions. So getting back to what Nicholas said, anyone seeing this video, go to Shiva for Senate. This is an action you can do right now. We got 10 months, 9 months. All you need is a mobile phone. You download an app, and you can pound away calls to people in Massachusetts to mobilize them to get out the vote. Really easy. We're not asking you to go out in the cold, to put up lawn signs, wear some hat, put up a banner. Just use your fucking phone. It's all you need. And we need thousands of people to start doing this now. And we've shown that anyone can do it anywhere in the world, anywhere. We have all the data. You don't have to be Massachusetts. We're going to surround the city from the countryside, if that makes any sense. Okay? Surround the headquarters of the swarm from everywhere, globally. It's a global movement. Winning the U.S. Senate race is a global event, because one U.S. senator out of 100 is absolutely powerful if they exercise their rights. None of these senators are doing that. Not one of them did any investigation on the war in Iran. Not one of them did any investigation on Epstein, because they're all in cahoots. But I will, our movement will. So it is preeminent that anyone listening to this video get involved. Go to Shiva for Senate. You can volunteer. We'll make it within a few minutes. You can be onboarded and start helping us. So the action, the order of the day, is for our movement, for the people of the world, to win the U.S. Senate seat in Massachusetts. That's what it's about. And we made it easy, because you just plug into our infrastructure. Literally, get in. Plug in. You just need an iPhone and you can literally plug in. You have no excuse. We're giving you, and it's a lot of fun. From wherever you are, you get to talk to people. They'll have interesting questions. You can have political discussions with them. Wherever they're at, you get to sort of guide them, educate them. We'll train you in all of this. That's infrastructure. Infrastructure for revolution. Revolution is change. Rapid change in a short period of time. It's not like killing people and all that. Forget, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about rapid change, a phase transition, like ice going to water or water boiling at a particular temperature. That's what revolution is. It's a phase transition. So there you go. Truth, Freedom, Health, the best way you can describe it to people, it's an infrastructure for revolution. We deliver theory of system science. We deliver community. People, so you don't feel isolated and alone. And we give you activities to do. Okay? We did one activity which is during the Iran war. In fact, we did two activities. We're the ones who created the 25thTrump.com. In the last 3 days, everyone, oh yeah, we need to 25th Amendment Trump. Well, we did that 3 weeks ago. We led it. And now we can tell people, oh, you want to get rid of Trump? Why don't you sign this petition? Well, you're really not serious because you just want to talk about it. We're the ones who filed the FOIA demanding the release of all the negotiations. It's going to get very interesting. Yeah, thank you. So you can go right here. And we're the ones who did this. We also filed a FOIA. And I think the deadline's coming up in a few days. Suresh, can you bring up the date that we did the FOIA? The FOIA is a Freedom of Information Act where we demanded four government agencies release. When did we file it? March 13th, right? So they have 20 business days. If we count March 13th, I think the 20 business days are probably at a deadline. If they don't deliver it, we can sue Tulsi Gabbard, okay? So when was that? March 13th? Which would make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Tomorrow is a deadline. So the 13th, April 13th, if they haven't delivered us anything, they're in violation of law, which means we will sue all of these agencies on behalf of the American people. That's what we did in Massachusetts. We took action when they deleted ballot images. That led to a lawsuit, which we won, which exposed a backdoor portal. So that's how we roll. We fight. We win. And even if we don't win something, we expose. So we win anyway. So we're always winning. So theory, community, and action. We're infrastructure for a revolution. So go to all these people who are talking a lot of shit and say, look, we have the infrastructure, you don't. So hopefully the Jake Shields interview comes down. He seemed understanding. We'll see. We'll see. Because and we speak boldly. Like, you don't have that. We're the masters at it. You're not. If you want to learn this, come to us. I'm not going to say I know jiu-jitsu or karate, right? If I want to learn bodybuilding, I go to Frank Zane. You go to the best people. You want to learn how to build a revolution, you come to us because you don't know it. There's no one else in the world knows it like we do. Theory, community, action, system science, an organization, and actual offline activities that deliver solutions here and now. That's what infrastructure is. And guess what? We made it easy. Just plug in. Like, you sign up for email, you get all that infrastructure, you sign up for your phone account, you sign up for revolutionary activity, you sign up for education, you sign up for community, you sign up for action. That's infrastructure. So I hope this helps all of you really sort of reframe this even simpler. We don't have to convince them all, I want you to learn system science. No, that's a part of it. Just plug in, you're going to learn it. Does that make sense to everyone? It's a simpler way to explain what we're doing. So anyone listening to this, we've made it easy for you. When I created email, it was very difficult for anyone to use the computer. Email was infrastructure, made it easy. It would be very difficult, almost impossible, for an ordinary person to go learn system science, create a tribe, their community, and figure out what the fuck to do, even to make a flyer. We've made all that possible. It's all packaged. Plug in. I want to participate in Dr. Shiva's Senate campaign. Plug in. You get a call within minutes. Someone will help you. We have infrastructure. Infrastructure for revolution. That's truth, freedom, health. Welcome to it. Explain it to people. We made it easy. We'll take questions.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Shiva. So we're taking this fight to them, you guys. Join in. Don't miss out on it.
Yeah, Barb heard And there's a bunch of people like Barb, but Barb is in Florida. Mm-hmm. She has signed up hundreds of people in Massachusetts to pledge for Shiva for Senate. You can be anywhere. Again, I repeat, the Senate race in Massachusetts is part of a global movement. Yeah. It's not only for people in Massachusetts, because winning the Senate seat is a serious blow to the global swarm, globally. So we got to win in Massachusetts, and we are going to win because we have our infrastructure.
Yep. Cytosol, clean food certified, systems health, everything to be leaders in our own lives, you guys. We've got it. So
thanks, Barb. Let's take some questions.
Please make sure you write your questions clearly in the chat out of respect for Dr. Shiva. Do not raise your hand. We're only going to take the questions if you put it in the chat. Message, all you need to do is click on new chat and message any of the co-hosts directly. Okay. And in the meantime, I'm going to put additional links for bumper stickers, the Shiva for Senate 2026 website, U.S. Postal as well.
As you guys are doing that, a couple of things I want to mention is that we have a very clear idea, as I mentioned, in the race that we're running, the key elements that we're going to focus on. And I'll probably, maybe next week, we'll go into some more detail. But I believe this week, our team is going to be filing an important, you could call it a precursor to a lawsuit, on behalf of the entire United States in Massachusetts, as an example. Because again, all the evil innovation takes place in Massachusetts. But according to the law, 52 USC 20701, any records in connection with a federal election is supposed to be preserved for 22 months. Okay? So if you run for office for a federal election, any records in connection with your election is supposed to be preserved. So for example, if someone votes for you and they go to a voting machine and you put in your ballot and it takes a picture of the image, it's called a ballot image, has to be preserved for 22 months. So we'll be filing what's called a writ of mandamus. I think it's tomorrow, right, Nick? Tomorrow or? Friday or this week, very soon, in 48 to 72 hours, telling the Secretary of State of Massachusetts that by law, you have to preserve these images, which you deleted freaking last time. And we're quoting the law. And if they don't comply with it, it could be criminal jail time for them. Again, our movement is doing that. Tucker Carlson is not doing this. We're doing it. So again, this is important because it was our movement that revealed that in the United States, the ballot images are supposed to be preserved. They're not being preserved. So this affects every citizen in the United States to determine, to deliver on election integrity. Trump ain't fucking doing it. He used our information to make $500 million, but he's not doing any of this. We are. All right. Is there any questions from our TFH community? Any other things, any other points people want to make? We have this Saturday, for people listening, people want to fly in, you're welcome. There'll be a luncheon at 701 Concord Avenue. Nicholas, make sure it's up on the site. But every Saturdays at 2 p.m., every Saturdays at 2 p.m., physically offline in Cambridge, we'll be holding a meeting for anyone who's interested in coming into Cambridge to support the Shiva for Senate race. So that's going to occur every Saturday at 2 p.m. Everyone is welcome. All right. It's 10 p.m. I think it's been 2 hours. I think you guys can wrap it up. I'll sign off. Is there anything else people want on this end? Okay. Anyway, Truth Freedom Health, Infrastructure for Revolution, Systems Trinity, Theory, Community, Action. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Be well.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. The Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.